They swag all on my shoulder like Billy in my hand. I'll travel the bush of Australia like a true born Irish man. We made our way to Geelong, then north to Ballarat, where some of us got mighty thin and some got sleek and fat. Some tried their luck at Bendigo and some at Fiery Creek.
And some came here to the Eureka Reef.
At the foot of Monk's Hill is situated Eureka Reef. Here, a thriving village has sprung up. Numerous neat weatherboard buildings meet the eye, where one would have expected, at the best, to see frame tents. It can also boast a rather superior hotel, kept by Mr. Carrar. About 100 miners, principally Cornishmen, are prosecuting mining on this reef. Two or three claims on which an immense amount of labour has been expended have, as yet, yielded very little. But being practical men, they go ahead with as much spirit as those who have been highly successful. Mount Alexander Mail, 21st of August, 1857.
Welcome to the Eureka Reef Pod Tour. I'm Jan Mosicki, your guide to this special piece of country. Once there was a village here, but the miners have long gone. Today the only sounds you'll hear at the Eureka are currawongs and magpies and the wind in the ironbark trees. As an Australian comic once said, you can almost feel the serenity. But back in 1857, this valley was dominated by the sounds of machines, the thumping of batteries crushing quartz rock, trolleys trundling along railway lines, horses pulling carts and people digging, building dams, making stone walls and huts, and the cries of children and dogs. And what these people built, the holes in the ground, water races, stone walls across the creeks, and the remnants of their houses, these things are now scattered across the land like pieces of broken braille. And from these fragments we can imagine the Eureka Reef, as it was in the 1850s, and tell some of the story of those who were here. In fact, if a Eureka resident from the 1850s returned today, they would recognise the places we're about to visit, even though nature has come back to claim her own. But before we go, some housekeeping. This walk is a little over a kilometre and there's 20 stops. It will take about 70 minutes. But if you want a shorter walk, of 15 minutes, you can return after stop 9, and I'll let you know when we get to that fork in the road. And as you walk, please respect the artefacts. Apart from a fine of up to, $500,000 for pinching anything, the Eureka Reef is part of the Castlemaine Diggings National Heritage Park, and it's unique because, rather than a wilderness, it's a national park because it tells a human story. It's a cultural landscape, and it tells the story of the indigenous Jawa people and the gold rush. And that gold rush changed the course of Australian history. And so, we're very proud to tell you that the Castlemaine Diggings, along with the Melbourne Cricket Ground and the Great Barrier Reef, is on the National Heritage List. For in all the world, it's here and only here that you can see the story of the gold rush etched into the landscape. This pod tour has a separate track for each site you visit. This introduction is part of track one, so you continue on this track till the end of stop one. After that, track two will be for stop two, and so on. You'll know it's time to move on to the next stop when you hear the music. Sometimes the story will continue as you're walking between sites, and other times I'll ask you to pause and restart again at the next site. Of course, you can pause, go forwards or backwards anytime you wish. So let's go to the Eureka Reef itself at stop one. From the car park, take the track across the creek bed. and about 50 metres along the track, you'll come to the reef itself. On the left, you'll find a fence and a marker with a number, number one, written on it. Pause this podcast when the tune ends and start again when you get to the reef. Stop 1, the Eureka Reef. This is the Eureka Reef itself, or rather, this is where the gold-bearing quartz reef was before the miners crushed it to dust. And see those trees growing in the cut? The quartz rock rose to the height of those trees. It would have been a sparkling white rib across the land with the gold embedded in the quartz. And that gold might be in a ring around your finger, but 400 million years ago, the gold from this reef was 20 or so kilometres under your feet. And now for a quick spot of geology. At that time, the land was rising from under the sea. The walls of this cut are the layers of sandstone that once lay on the bottom of the ocean. And the gold, deep in the earth, was a liquid, dissolved in a reservoir of hot water and liquid quartz. And this hot mix came to the surface via the fault lines and solidified to be the Eureka Reef. Then, in the 1850s and the 1860s, miners broke up the reef, loaded the rocks onto carts, and pushed it in tram cars to the crushing machines down the hill. And before we go there, a quick word about those miners. The common image of the goldfields is of a bunch of mates living in a tent and sinking a shaft or panning the creek, and when they struck it rich, lighting cigars with £5 notes or padding their way wearily to the new field, hoping for better luck and more square meals the next time. And in 1852, there were thousands upon thousands of such adventurers on the surrounding gold fields, fossicking for alluvial gold, the gold that was near the surface. We visit many of their places on the diggings tour. But after these diggers had cleaned out the valleys, some came up here and picked up the alluvial gold, and then they turned to the reef. But the mining of this reef was less adventure and more industrial planning. So many miners came here with families and built dwellings, because to get to the reef gold, they had to stay for the longer haul and be patient.
The reefer feels more settled, and the tent is speedily exchanged for a comfortable cottage. Such cottages are now becoming numerous around the Eureka, and we are informed that of the 100 men employed about this reef, some 20 have families settled with them. A village is forming here in the ranges, and a schoolhouse will soon be required. Mount Alexander Mayo.
We'll visit the schoolhouse later, but next is the oldest human site here, a jar of water well, probably thousands of years old. That's at stop 2, 50 metres along the track, so pause this at the end of the music, and when you're there, restart on track 2.